The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
AJ Rice, welcome in. Thanks for being here today.
Dawn, my long-lost sister, great to be here. Big shout-out to all those Super Bowl champions listening right now.
That's right, baby.
I love that AJ's accent comes back when he comes back on Philadelphia radio, too. It's great.
Oh, you're from here.
Oh, no, it's always there. Believe me, I get booted off of Kansas City radio all the time. I get booted off of all of them all the time.
I love it.
Listen to me. I don't change my voice like Hillary does when she goes and talks to the Southerner, right? There's no code switching going on here.
Good. No code. It's all the truth. The bare, ugly, naked truth. With AJ Rice, so take me through.
That's right.
Take me through what you see here. Seriously, with the FCC cracking down or investigating these DEI policies, why should we care?
Well, I mean, you've got private companies, you've got publicly traded companies, and then you've got the companies that we're all paying for. You know, these NPRs and these PBSs. So, obviously, you know, there is a movement afoot to get clear of this. And some of it is bottom line. Some of it is the board of Walmart or some of these other companies getting rid of, you know, DEI. Because you're not going to be able to play ball in at least for 4 years with the Trump administration if your company is running itself on some color-coded Crayola 64 box, you know, skin and gender system. It needs to be running on competency and merit. And if you want to participate in America's 250th birthday next year, and you want to cover it as a media organization, or if you want to sponsor it as an advertiser, or if you want to sponsor the FIFA World Cup, or if you want to sponsor the Olympics in a couple years that Trump will be overseeing, you better clean house. It's time to flush the latrines on ESG because DEI is dead on arrival.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people, seriously, AJ, don't realize the ramifications of this, that with these companies, and you bring up the latter, which is all the policies that are just so wrong against, you know, hiring good people who are the right ones for the jobs and violating their civil rights and their constitutional rights. That's a piece of it. But the FCC is the one who controls the licensing. So NBC Universal locally, not just nationally, but Comcast, sure. Verizon, yep. All these broadcast entities. What do you see here? Do you think they'll fall in line immediately or do you think they'll fight this?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Some of these entities and social media companies are not only falling in line, some of them are writing checks because Donald Trump personally sued some of them. Like ABC. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Elon Musk has to write a check on behalf of Twitter before he bought it for deplatforming Trump. I think Facebook did. CBS, I think, 60 Minutes did that whole thing with that altered tape of Kamala, the great brilliant one, on 60 Minutes. I mean, they are being chin-checked here. I mean, they are on their heels. Because some people are reading the room. Now, there are politicians and a few corporations like Jaguar putting out that goofy ad with the trans brunch on Mars with no car in the ad that, you know, they're not reading the room. But, I mean, we are in we're in a totally different world here. I mean, I don't think, you know, I don't know whether they woke up one morning and said, oh, you know, Dawn, no one went and saw Black Little Mermaid. I guess we're going to have to throw in the dock. Dawn. No one saw Snow White and the Seven Anti-Semites there with Rachel Zegler. I think we're gonna throw in the towel. I mean, this has been, in some ways, yes, we push back death by a thousand cuts. But the main thing is this, and this is what my old boss, Laura Ingraham, this is what Andrew Breitbart used to say, that if you can change the culture, if you can make wokeism uncool and non-profitable, if you can do that, then they will self-police and start to change what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And that is happening.
You've got to feel brilliant because I have both your books. The 2022 version is The Woking Dead, and that's really what we're all talking about today. You've got to feel like you were way ahead of the curve, AJ.
I appreciate that. Wait till you see Volume 3, which comes out next year, where I'm currently chronicling all the people that have not learned the lesson, that are doubling down. They're doubling down with the trend. I mean, look, who is the Democrat Party told us that they are here in the last, would you believe it's not even been 100 days since Godzilla returned? Not even been 100
monster.
Days. It hasn't. Trumpzilla has not even been there 100 days. Told us that they're the party of the IRS.
Yeah.
They're the party of sending this male congressman into Nancy Mace's stall in the bathroom on Capitol Hill. They've told us that they're the party of turning planes around filled with cartel members and landing them in your neighborhood so they can come to the cul-de-sac with your daughter. They're the party of the Jew-hating, Israel-hating, visa students on college campuses. They're the party of them. They're the party of continuing the trans surgeries and mutilating children. This is who they're, and in spite of it all, they've got the youthful Bernie Sanders out there, 83 years old, with AOC, the greatest bartender no one ever, TGA Fridays ever had. And then they've got the Disney remake of AOC, which is Jasmine Crockett, the face of the party. This is who they're telling us they are.
They're a disaster.
And, some sane people like Bill Maher and Stephen A. Smith, John Fetterman, dare I say, kind of can see. Ooh. They can see the writing on the wall here that if we don't change anything, it's going to be like a Reagan Bush Senior 12-year cleaning of their clock if they don't change.
The Eagles.
And so when you look out at even the DEI policies and that they're taking on, they're taking on Comcast, etc. Do you think there's a little bit of a relief by these biggity bigs who I think have no problem pivoting and saying, okay, get rid of ESG. Okay, get rid of DEI. Just get rid of it. Do you think?
Yes, because they never really cared about it. Look, these are unemotional, people that, if anything, they're scared to death of their middle management, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Spotify had a decision to make. They're going to listen to Neil Goofy Young, right? Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Dead Young, Old Young, and they're going to pull Joe Rogan, and the wackos at Spotify are in the parking lot protesting their own jobs. I would have fired all. If that were to happen tomorrow, they'd all be gone.
Yeah.
Right? It's like a little intifada of these little wackos, Gen Z, triggered, virtue-signaling wackos in the parking lot of Netflix, upset about Dave Chappelle's jokes. On some Netflix special, he's making fun of the trans mafia. And look, if you tell guys like Chappelle or Ricky Gervais or me that I'm allowed to talk about something, well, that's all I'm going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm talking about. That's all I'm talking about. 100%.
Well,
I'm the guy still walking around sending people reminders that it was 40-6. In the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl. I'm just a reminder in case
Eagles.
You missed it. That's right. So you think, but that's the thing. They're up against big, gigantic titans in the culture, and they've got no one that can compete with it.
I don't know if you're aware of this since you brought up the trans issue here in your beloved Philadelphia. I don't know if you know this, AJ Rice, but the flags were raised and are raised at City Hall in honor of
Visibility.
Transgender Day.
Yeah, Trans Day of Visibility.
Visibility.
Yeah, the only visibility I want to see is I want to see Bryce Harper sending bombs right into Ashburn Alley. I want to see. That's the only visibility I want to see. Right?
Did you make it an opening
day? Ridiculous. I mean, you're talking about less than 2% of a population of 350 million people.
Well, that's
meanwhile, the people in North Carolina are still like living in the Best Western with no roof.
It's crazy.
But we're spending all this money on Trans Day of Visibility. It's just ridiculous.
I was a little surprised, Mayor Sherelle Parker, because she has not been woke, as Helen Gim, did not win, Sherelle Parker did. But in this one, you know, they had to have a big news conference to talk about yet another teenage victim yesterday. A bunch of teenagers shot over the weekend, including a 17-year-old shot and killed, a 13-year-old yesterday shot in the face, dozens of teens arrested. So there's the mayor on one hand talking about it's not acceptable in Philadelphia, and they need to do better as far as cracking down on all this violence and get the schools back, etc. And then there she is with the Transgender Day of Visibility outside City Hall with the flag raising. Do you think this kind of stuff, I mean, as far as especially in cities, blue cities like Philadelphia, and even I would say, AJ, you know, you think about it, the African-American community, the moms and dads and grandparents, I wonder what they're thinking when they see her, you know?
Yeah, I mean, and look, she's not, you know, she's not playing 4D chess there. She's not splitting the atom. There's probably worse mayors on the East Coast. Yeah. But, you know, when you put the Democrat Party in charge of your municipality or your city for 100 years, mm-hmm. whether it's Baltimore or Boston, you know, New York had a little respite with Rudy and Bloomberg. But, you know, you put these people in charge for this long. I mean, why are you expecting a product to not be the worst product in the mid-Atlantic? I mean, that's what you're going to have. And, you know, we're coming out of an era where the Democrats didn't care about inflation. They redistributed the third world to black neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. They sided with the, you know, Department of Education and allowed these schools to just turn into, you know, needle-swapping dens. You have crime. You have fatherlessness. You have, you know, COVID, which, you know, they were able to really break. Some of these places were on the precipice to begin with, and then COVID broke them in half. I mean, these are failed cities. These are failed school districts. And on top of all of it, they defunded the police. So it's just like, I mean, what do you think's going to happen?
Yeah.
You have the tightest – you know, African-Americans can't defend themselves by legally owning guns, and we're going to make sure the cops don't come running either. I mean, what do you expect to happen?
Jeez.
That's a great point.
I know it's a great point. I know that you were putting out on social media the Battle at the Border documentary, that you were you know, reposting that yesterday. When you think about defunding the police and trying to recruit in the military, what difference do you think, I know you know Pete Hegseth, what difference do you think he has made as a national figure to try to bring back the recruitment?
Right. So one of Trump's strengths, not only by being a disruptor, which I think we've talked about before, is he picked a team of disruptors. But in the middle of that disruption, the one thing that, you know, the United States hasn't had, especially not from the Obama-Biden years, is a cheerleader for the United States,
mm-hmm.
a hype man for the United States, like Brian Dawkins in the locker room before an Eagles game. There's no hype man, right? There's no hype man. And, you know, that's what Hegseth is trying to do. He's trying to get the standards, the health standards, the physical fitness standards, the mental clarity there. You know, we aren't a rainbow army. We're not a rainbow navy. We are a red, white, and blue navy, a red, white, and blue Marine Corps. That's who we are. They're the colors that matter, right? You know, who you go home with at night and who you, you know, lay next to at night and pass gas next to while you're sleeping doesn't matter. And you shouldn't be defining your entire existence through that, especially if you're in the armed services.
Amen. Yeah, we need a Brian Dawkins, not a Joe Banner. Who got
exactly
rid of B-Dawg.
Right. Exactly.
Taking
exactly.
you back, babe.
That's right.
Tell me something good. What do you mean, you're the man, you're the ultimate brand manager. We love your books. We can't wait for the next one to come out. Tell me something good, AJ Rice.
Well, I think that everything that the Democrats are doing here, exposing themselves as, and look, we got an NBC poll that shows it. It's like a 27% approval rating now. I mean, you know, they are doubling down on crazy. I heard Gutfeld use this phrase yesterday, that they are crowdsourcing the unwell. That's exactly what they're doing. That's exactly what they're doing. To the point where now you've got Gavin Newsom, who wants to be president, interviewing Steve Bannon and Charlie Kirk. Okay? This is what's happening, is that, and he has said the brand is terrible. But let me tell you what, and the Democrats are going to have to figure that out. And I, you know, as a marketing guy, I'm more than happy for them to use Jasmine Crockett as the face of the party. I will tell you this, though. America will rebound. 100%. Okay? We are, and Trump, I've always said it, he's kind of like white blood cells flying towards an infection. And we have upgraded at every position in this White House. I'm about 10 minutes from the White House where I'm sitting now, including, might I add, with J.D. Vance. What an upgrade over Mike Pence.
Nice.
And, you know, I don't – we have a deep bench. We have a competent bench. You know, the best that the media can come up with was this stupid signal chat, right, which, you know – I hopped in there. I just saw them. They were all picking their final four pick. They were just doing NCAA brackets in there. There wasn't any war plans in there. They were talking about, you know, Duke and Florida and Auburn. That's all they were talking about in there. So I don't know what everyone was so – I don't know what everybody was so upset about. But look, don't – have no fear. It's not even been 100 days. I know it feels like it's been 1,000, but, you know, Trump is going to turn this battleship around. And, you know, we'll see what happens today. We got some elections around the country.
Yeah.
Florida, but his approval is as high as it's ever been. So fairly counterintuitive. No one in the newsrooms of America, including with some of the, you know, ABCs and the Comcast, they don't know what to do. And I think that's a good thing.
AJ Rice, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you, girl. Let's go, Philly.
Yeah, baby.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.